Yeah, I've heard that guy before. Jeff Hartz with the Cleveland Hawks Club. How are you, my friend?
Good, Boyle. How are you?
Oh, we are great. And well, one of the things I love about having you on is you and I end up having a good 20-minute conversation before we go on the air. And the next thing we know, I hear the weather. I thought, uh-oh, we got to go on the air. So there's so much ground for us to cover.
Absolutely. Yeah, we always do.
So many cool things to talk about here. And we originally brought you in to talk about the Cleveland Hawks Club New Year's Eve celebration, the Masquerade Ball. We're going to get to that, but you also brought something to my attention that you were a part of, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. And it was something we actually alluded to at the very, very beginning of the show in our opening segment, talking about how it was done here in Lorain County, the Shop with a Cop event. Mm-hmm. And I know you were a part of a different one, and you were telling me just how special that was and how cool that
was.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And what a gratifying experience that was.
Yeah, it was. And this was through the FOP 25 in North Olmsted and all the departments in Cuyahoga County, and then three departments in Lorain who are part of FOP 25 as well. We're involved with that, and it was a day that was all about the kids that were involved, and each officer had one kid. They raised money by selling raffle tickets, and it was a one-on-one, one kid, one officer, one police car. We went in a big parade from North Olmsted Junior High to the Walmart in North Olmsted, and the kids had so much money to spend, and it was just a day that it was all about them. And I think I had more fun than the kids did. It really was a great. It's the second year I've done it, and I look forward to doing it every year. And it's a way we can give back to the community and, you know, basically put some good perception of police officers in the kids' minds and with the public. Because, you know, oftentimes there's a negative perception of police officers, and it's a way we can, you know, grassroots get down there and one-on-one get to know kids. And it was so touching at the end of it. The child that I was with, he said, "Are you going to be my police friend now?" And I was like, "Absolutely." Because I had more fun than he did, I think.
Well, and you're right, because that certainly helps to bridge the gap. And it certainly also helps to kind of erase that whole enigma of how there's just such a fine line between the cops and the citizens. And look, they should be working hand in hand trying to help each other out.
Right.
But you're right. If you certainly make that kind of impression at such a young age, it gives them a better idea as they grow up as to what that relationship is supposed to be about. But you guys do it in so many fun ways, too. It's not just going to Walmart and shopping for a Christmas gift. You were telling me earlier, you know, you guys let them play around with a cop car, right? They were able to play the sirens.
Yep, they were in charge of the sirens, yeah, and the lights, and gave them the exterior microphone, and they were singing Christmas carols over it and just having a great old time. And, you know, we're driving through, and it had to be 200 police cars, all lights and sirens, going in a parade, and people who had no idea had to be going, "What is happening?" You know, they're sitting at a light for all these police cars to go. But it really was a special day for the officers and the kids, and it's something they've been doing for a few years now, and it's, you know, it's a great way to give back.
You mentioned to me a little bit earlier that you were tuned into the show. You heard us talking about the crazy Christmas displays, and I had, you know, mentioned the fact that you were coming up on the show. And in the previous interviews we've done, you've mentioned the yard haunts that you, mm-hmm, guys do, and you mentioned you've got a different angle on how those two may intertwine.
Yeah, in our different conversations, one of the big things our members do are their yard haunts, where they set up the huge decorations in their the whole display in their yard. And I heard you talking about, you know, I wonder how that would be with them for Christmas. And the transition is, a lot of our members, they'll do traditional Christmas displays, but they'll work certain things in, like maybe skeletons or, you know, different characters that might be a little more haunted house themed. So there's some crossover, but still they get to keep that haunted house tilt that they like, that Halloween tilt, because it's like, you know, for our members and people who are passionate about Halloween and haunted houses, it's 365. It's all the time. And so it's a way, you know, you can still celebrate Christmas, but make it a little bit spooky, a little fun for us.
And I think it's fascinating how those two actually kind of come together, because there's so much relatable material there. I mean, I was telling the story about how one of my neighbors, he's got this big display, all kinds of crazy lights, and they sync up with some music on a particular station. And I saw a big old tour bus roll by, and that immediately got me to thinking about how you and the fine folks at the Cleveland Haunts Club, you guys will get into a similar bus, and you guys will go from yard to yard along the way with some tips that you guys receive. And I thought that was fascinating how they all kind of came together. See, people think that Christmas and Halloween can't necessarily merge together, but you guys found a way.
I think we can all get along.
Yeah, absolutely we can all get along. Jeff Hartz with the Cleveland Haunts Club joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And I want to get in to this New Year's Eve masquerade ball that you guys are going to have. And what, hard to believe, it's 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, it's coming up here.
Almost at the finish line. Takes place at the Doubletree over at Westlake. And when you first sent that email, I had a hard time connecting the dots, but then you explained to me exactly what it is and how much cool stuff you guys have happening at this event. So let's start with the basic details, the who, what, where, when, and why.
Yeah, this is, it's actually called New Year's Evil, and it's a masquerade ball. So everyone is going to be dressed in a masquerade style, which is not necessarily a costume ball, but more masquerade, which centers on your mask covering your eyes and then building your decor, or your garb around that. So it's not so much a costume ball, but more a masquerade ball. And we're going to have a contest for the most evil, which would be the best masquerade outfit. And you can go formal with it, and it just, if you, maybe you can go a vampire theme, or you might go like a New Orleans, of a voodoo style. It's all up to their own, what they want to do, what style they would like to go with. And we just encourage everyone to do the masquerade style with this. And this is the first year we've had this event, and we talked about it with our members and our core officers about having this New Year's Eve event. And we decided, based on some experience where they've had it in other cities, called New Year's Evil. So basically it's a traditional New Year's Eve event, but with a spooky, like a horror Halloween tilt to it. So we're going to have tarot readers there, and we're going to have, skeleton decorations all over the place. And we're going to have raffles of spooky items, and we've got some great items that have been donated and put into the group for this event. And it's all of it is to support the Cleveland Haunt Club. Basically, this is a ticket-driven event. We're not going to make money on it. We basically just want to provide a fun, safe avenue for our members and people who might be inclined to attend, where they can go and stay at this hotel, they can get a room, they can have their dinner, they're going to have a great buffet. And this is all at the Doubletree in Westlake. It's on 1100 Crocker Road in Westlake, and it's from 8 until 2 in the morning. And it's a very reasonable, and some of these New Year's Eve events can be up to $200 or even higher. And this is going to be $50 for non-members of the Cleveland Haunt Club, $45 for card-carrying members of the Haunt Club, where, in other words, they've paid their dues and they have a membership card. And so it's one of the benefits of being a member. But it's very reasonable, only $50. And this includes a champagne toast at the midnight, and it's hors d'oeuvres, appetizers sort of thing. And then we're going to have a cash bar, and then we're going to have a DJ there with music. It's going to be a DJ Vertebrae, which is basically going to be our skeleton is going to be up there and playing music for us, and then we're going to have announcements and all that stuff. We might have this annoying voice up there doing some announcement.
That's a good thing, man. Yeah,
I don't know about that.
Up there for sure. Yeah.
I'm no Bull Barch, that's for sure.
Again, Jeff Hartz with the Cleveland Haunts Club joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. The whole tarot reading thing kind of stood out to me as well. Do you guys have a lot of tarot readers in the Cleveland Haunts Club?
You know, it's funny you should say that. We do have quite a few people who are into that, into the paranormal and into like the psychic end of things. We've got several psychics that are members, and this is one of our members. His name is, and he likes to go by Rich the Witch, and he's like 6'6", bald, very, he's kind of an intimidating guy, but he's been someone who's been a psychic from a very young age, and you know, and we were talking to him about it, and he's very reasonable, and he reads the tarot, and it's for as long as it takes. It's not one of these you do it, you know, you get 10 minutes and that's your whole thing. He kind of sits down with you and then goes through your reading, and you know, and this is for people who are into that, and it's just, this is all part of the bigger entertainment that we're trying to provide, where, you know, if you want to partake in that, you can. If you're not interested in it, that's fine. You just want to come there, dance, socialize, whatever, wear a really cool, you know, masquerade costume, whatever you would like. I think it's going to be a great event. If anyone's interested, they can reach out to the Cleveland Haunt Club on our Facebook page. It's Cleveland Haunt Club, or you can email at clevehauntclub@gmail.com, and we can give you some more information on it. And we're looking forward to having a lot of people there, and it should be a really fun event.
You mentioned you guys have some prizes and things like that available that were donated. What kinds of prize do you guys have?
We actually have some different gift baskets from a couple different companies. There's some really cool stores in Lakewood that have donated some stuff. There's like Cleveland Curiosities, which is this shop that concentrates on kind of the weird side of life. They have some taxidermy stuff in there, and we've got a gift package from them. And then there was the Mummy and the Monkeys Thrift Crypt, which is on Madison and Lakewood, which is a thrift store, but it has sort of a horror movie host feel to it because they're horror movie hosts. And so they did a gift package for us. Zombie Works, which is the company that I have, has donated a zombie outbreak box, which is a metal box that has a airsoft gun in it. Says in case of zombies, break glass. And that's a, you know, pretty expensive item. And we've got approximately, I think, 15 different raffle packages, different artists and it's a wide variety of different ones that I think our attendees will really enjoy.
You give me an idea as to how this all came together as well. You mentioned that the New Year's Evil thing isn't necessarily new. It's new to the Cleveland Haunts Club,
it is,
right?
Yeah, and this was an event that they had in Detroit. My girlfriend, actually, Luna, is from the Detroit area. And Ann Arbor, don't boo, please. She's not a sports fan at all. But they had a convention there called Motor City Nightmares, and they decided they were going to have a New Year's Eve event called New Year's Evil. And it was more just costume related. Everyone came in costumes and stuff like that. And they didn't change the theme every year. And so they stopped doing it, and it was kind of missing. And so Luna came to our group and said, what would you guys think about doing that? And I'm like, that'd be a great idea. I mean, anytime we have an opportunity to get our members together and kind of get our weird on, it's a good thing. And so I think this is a great avenue for our members. And I think it's something we're going to hopefully do in the future. It's gone so well, I don't see any reason why we wouldn't. And the idea is we want to change the theme every year. Like next year it could be a night with the spirits where it's all themed on psychics and that sort of thing. And next year it could be classic monsters. You know, we want to shake it up every year and do a different theme. It's just this year it's Masquerade Ball is our theme, and that's what we're running with.
And it's interesting, too, to find out about the planning process of this as well. I mean, is this something that just kind of came on in the last couple of months, or is this something you guys have been working on for a while?
We were tossing it around in midsummer, and then because we're so busy in October, we really couldn't dive in it too hard, but we had all kind of said, this sounds like something we'd like to do. And then at the end of October, we all sat down, we had a meeting of our officers and committed to it. And kind of just dove in, and that's when we started to promote it, you know, print up the flyers, secure the location, all those things. And the Doubletree in Westlake's been wonderful. It's a great location. It's very centrally located, easy to get to, right off 90 there in Westlake, and people can come from all over. And they had recently renovated it. It's a beautiful hotel now. And it was always nice when it was the Holiday Inn. They're actually going to start having some more conventions there. In June, there's going to be one called Retro Invasion. And it's all like a throwback, you know, of the different pop culture stuff. There, and that's something people can look into, is this convention called Retro Invasion that's going to be there. I'll be vending there as well. But they've already secured a bunch of celebrities for it, and that looks like that's going to be fun. So this is a hotel that's open to event like this, and that's pretty nice. And, you know, so I think it's going to be a great fit for us, and I think it's going to be a good location for it.
And I think the idea, too, behind it was, you know, everybody's looking for something to do on New Year's Eve. That was, when we were growing up, that was like a big night going out. Then that kind of went away a little bit because of all the dangers that are associated with it. But
exactly.
You were telling me before we came on the air, you guys wanted to put this together at a central location like a hotel, because it kind of takes some of that out of the equation, doesn't it?
It does, and that was the idea, is that we've locked in rooms that people who want to attend, they get a discount rate for staying there, and there is several other hotels around there. There's like a Red Roof Inn, and there's several right there on that street. So there's lots of options, and the idea is we don't want people to drive home that night. We'd like you to stay. We want you to have a great time. And we encourage you to stick around and play it safe, because we know that, you know, that's amateur night, and it's much better for everyone to be safe and not risk it.
New Year's Evil. I love that idea.
It is a fun thing.
I love that name, and it fits you guys extraordinarily well.
It absolutely does.
And this is the first year for it, right?
It is our first year, and hopefully one of many to come.
Very good stuff. Well, Jeff, this is always a blast, man. This is always so
fun. The pleasure is always mine, Bull.
We love having you here in studio. Great stuff on the Shop with a Cop. That was really, really fun, and hopefully that's something.
Yeah, thanks for letting me talk about that.
Oh, absolutely.
Like I was telling you, I think I enjoyed that more than the kids did.
Well, and I think it's interesting, too, because you mentioned it. You know, the young man you were dealing with, he now looks at you as his cop friend, and growing up, he's not going to look at cops as evil. He's going to look at them as his friend, so I think that's a really important aspect of what you guys were doing.
Very good. Yes,
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, thanks for coming on, my friend, and hopefully you guys get a great turnout at the New Year's Evil Masquerade Ball. Again, it takes place New Year's Eve. When else would it take place? 2 weeks from today at the Doubletree in Westlake.